after his next novice. I don't know. He's not a baby, is he? He's not five or six. He could go in any race. He'd probably be good enough to run in any race. His jumping was... You could not wish for a horse to jump better. When he was in tight, he snapped up. When he was on a long one, he came out of Tom's hands once, only because Tom was looking after him. Smacked at performance. It was a very, very good performance. Anyway, but obviously he's got to learn his trade, but we won't be hanging around too long.
And today, are you happy? Are you relieved? How would you describe your...
Well, it is a relief. All I would say is 2 weeks ago when we thought about coming here, we see him in the mornings and we stopped in here the week before and the ground was tightish. And even yesterday morning I seen him walking around. I thought, is he fit or not? But as soon as he put the saddle on the day, he looked immaculate. And he does. I've always said he puffs up and he had a blow today. So I didn't want to do is come here and have regrets. You've even done it. It would have been easy to stay over hurdles, but I can't see any reason why we need to go back to that yet anyway.
And Colin, there's a real sense of anticipation amongst the crowd and people who support the horse. How excited are you now about the weeks and months ahead?
Well, we've been excited about this one all last year, weren't we? He's a beautiful horse. He's won Wi-Fi milked cows for 25 years and then got this horse job going. This is what we do it for, to end up with chaps like this.
So the excitement's pretty high.
Oh, as high as it gets. Heart's pumping talking about it.